And it will exclude a lot of things. Now, you can add this and you can add that. And, you know, I always, if I sell a policy that is for rental, I always tell them to definitely add on hail and sudden discharge of water. Because if you have a renter in there and they have a kid that throws G.I. Joe in the toilet.
Which happens.
Yeah.
So, it's ironic. We have a little deal in our property management stuff, and it's a G.I. Joe policy. It's funny you use that example.
That's funny.
You know why? Because they call out, especially the same ones. My toilet stopped up. I said, well, here's our deal. If we find G.I. Joe, then you have to pay for it yourself. And people, what do you mean? If the plumber pulls G.I. Joe out of the toilet, the owner's not going to pay it. You're going to pay it.
Exactly.
And you'd be surprised how many times G.I. Joe comes out of the toilet.
Yeah.
So that is...
Well, and they're renting, so they're not, you know, homeowners. And homeowners are different than renters, as we know. You know, no pride of homeownership.
But while we're talking about renters, that I think is very, very important. In fact, I know in the Metroplex, if you rent a house, an apartment for sure, they require the renter to have renter's insurance.
Absolutely.
And y'all do that also.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Well, that's that anytime you rent somewhere, you are not obviously liable for the exterior of the home itself, but you do want to make sure if the house burns down or gets flooded or tornado rips it out or robbed, yeah, your contents are covered. And I think our minimum policy is $20,000, so you can determine, but it adds up, Scott, when you have clothes and shoes with the price of everything nowadays, it can be expensive when you start adding up all of your personal items.
Okay, Jeremy's got his mic over here.
I used to have a rent house. This is, and I own a house now thanks to Scott, but yeah. I used to own a rent house years ago and had like a little carport, not really a garage. So I had my lawnmower outside thinking I'm in a nice neighborhood. It was in Santa Rita.
Nice neighborhood.
Someone walked off my lawnmower one day. It was just gone. I came off of work and it was missing. And no renter's insurance. I could do nothing about it. Which would be the opposite if I would have had renter's insurance.
Yes, so it would be covered.
It was on my property, so.
Yeah.
Well, and even a lot of people don't know this. If your car's robbed, your homeowners pays for your personal property inside that vehicle. Mm. So, you know, your vehicle's paid for by your vehicle insurance. But if you have, say, I don't know. Well, say if your luggage is stolen, if you're at the airport, any personal property in your home or outside of your home is covered by your renter's policy or by your homeowners. Yeah.
Yep. So your luggage, I did not know that. So say you look, that's one good thing about our show, Jeremy. We learn something every week, don't we?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, I'll tell you this, and I got to brag. They just, Texas Tech had their little scrimmage game in Fort Worth and Cinco. My little nephew just benched 400 pounds. He did awesome. But at Tech, there's a place right across from the campus in the Tech Terrace. But what was bad about it, because Fallon, my oldest daughter, went there too, somebody knows someone takes them spring break. And so they're notorious for them hitting those houses. One of my best friends, his daughter was there, and one thing they stole was her computer. But then that upset her the worst, it was her senior year, and not the fact that they stole the computer, but all her pictures from all 4 years of college were on that computer. But that's where renter's insurance would kick in and pay for that computer. And
yeah, your homeowners.
Obviously, you could retrieve those pictures, which was the sad part for her. But that's how important it is, especially for college kids when you're here. You know, an issue, you never know. Our lawnmowers, you know, lawnmowers are expensive now.
Yeah.
So whether you're renting a house or you own a house, you need insurance.
Absolutely.
You know, because I always say, if I buy it, I'll never need it. Then that's good. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But health insurance, but the bundling. Let's talk a little bit about bundles. I know you like to bundle stuff.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I call one of your clients and ask them if I can give them a home insurance quote, I always tell them for the best rate and the best discounts, you know, let's include your auto. And what we do is we email them a home insurance. Here's your home insurance, or here's what your home insurance would be if you brought your autos to Nationwide. And here's what your home insurance would be if you did not bring your autos to Nationwide. And there's usually a huge gap there. You know, it'll be $100. I'm just using this. I'm throwing this out there. $100 a month. You know, that's $1,200 policy a year. That's pretty average. $100 a month if you bring your autos, $150 a month if you don't bring your autos. So, you know, it's substantial. And then there's a discount on the autos for having your home. So all in all, it's about a 25-30% discount combined. So, and then we put on the quote, here's your autos. Here's what your autos would cost. So they can split it up either way, but they can make that decision once they get the quote.
And I'm thinking on the bundle policy. I'm just talking from experience too. First off, get you a great agent. Talk to somebody like Liz who's personable that wants to help you. But sit down and tell them your needs. Just like you do your realtor for your house.
Absolutely.
About your jewelry.
Absolutely.
You know,
and we
cars.
Also offer a discount on your home if you bring your motorcycle or your RV. So, and that's
your toys.
Yeah.
Toy policy.
Everybody has toys.
You got to have toys.
And we typically write those through Progressive, which is a really, really good policy on your toys.
The toy policy.
Yeah. But also, I wanted to go back to hail a little bit. You know, if a hailstorm comes through your neighborhood.
She didn't really mean that. She meant to talk about hail.
Oh, yeah. Let's not go to hell. No. But if you are the only person in your neighborhood not getting a new roof, please pick up the phone and call your insurance company.
Yeah.
And it's silly to sit there and not think that your roof does not have hail if everyone else in your neighborhood's getting a new roof.
Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to sell your house.
Exactly.
And they're going to do the inspections and they're going to say, you have hail damage in your house. This won't pass and you can't get a new policy.
Exactly.
And then it's going to be
hail.
So
yes, we always pre-inspect, and that's very, 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 very important that we pre-inspect and make sure that your roof is good and everything's insurable, everything's good to go. Because what happens sometimes and too often is that the homeowner moves into the new home, they're so happy, and then all of a sudden they get a letter in the mail, not a phone call, they get a letter that says we're canceling your insurance because we've just gotten around to inspecting your property, and it does not pass, and you're ineligible for insurance until you replace your roof on your own. So then you're stuck with that bill. Instead of letting your realtors negotiate that for you, the homeowner pay their deductible and get it fully replaced for you.
Well, you were in our office meeting when you heard me remind everybody.
Yes.
Said, you know, we can't tell you where to get your insurance. I'm going to say that. We say who we prefer, which there's a couple of great companies, certainly Liz being one of the best. But make sure that company goes out there and checks
absolutely.
The roof.
Absolutely.
Because that way when they say, your roof's bad, you go, that's not our deal. You pre-checked it. That's what their job is.
That's right.
So it's like our job is to help you get a great rate on your house and to help you find the house you want. That's our job. That's why you pay us. That's why you pay them. Let the people do their job that they're supposed to do, and that covers you.
Absolutely.
Because that has happened. It happened on a couple of rent houses. We had, well, those were pre-existing.
Exactly.
Well, you didn't check it. Well, I didn't climb on the roof. I said, we asked you to. And you know what? They had to cover it.
Yes.
So, but anyway. Hey, you did a great job, Liz.
Thank you.
Jeremy, thank you. Hey, we appreciate y'all listening in. Have a great deal. We'll catch you next week.